You're listening to WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio FM. And coming up next is a very special COL Christmas show with music from the wacky to the lovely. COL 243, COL Christmas, starts now. Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 243 on WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio FM. I'm Jeff, your Cubby DJ for the evening. Christmas is upon us and music all around us, and what we're going to hear tonight is All Bear All the Time. In between songs, my lovely co-hosts have recorded some segments about their favorite Christmas music and even comics. Before I get to my thoughts, I have a bit of confession to make. I have a Santa fetish. So let's get right to it with Here Comes Santa Claus with Tony Banks.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the annual Christmas pageant. First, I'd like to start off the night with a very special team, sisters Cindy and Susie Sniddlefish. Performing for you an original composition. I know you'll enjoy it quite a bit. It's called The Santa Polka.
Did you ever stop and wonder why Santa's got so many little guys around? That's because it's so much easier to get a blowjob when they're so close to the ground. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Did you ever stop and wonder why you hardly ever see Miss Claus around? That's because she's really Santa, dressed up in one of his favorite Christmas gowns. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Did you ever stop and wonder why Rudolph's nose is always red and bright? That's because he wears a fake one to cover up the brown spot Santa left last night. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Did you ever stop and wonder why your kids always leave him milk and cookies? That's because Santa needs his strength when your kids are giving him that nookie. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's a friend to all the little boys and girls. Everybody, Santa's not just a pervert. He's the biggest fucking pervert in the world. Oh, Santa's not just a pervert. He's a friend to all the little boys and brings them all of their sex toys and friend to all the little boys and girls.
You were just listening to The Santa Polka by Kendall. If Santa is a pervert, I want him in my bed right now. But before we return to the music, here's Eric with some thoughts on Christmas and comics.
Hi, everybody. What can I say? I'm not a Christmas music guy, or a movie guy, or a Christmas special guy. Basically, I grew up so conservative Christian, the only Christmas music I heard growing up were hymns in church. And, growing up in other countries, I don't have that yearly tradition of watching this movie or that special. What I did have growing up were comic books. So if you want some super-powered holiday spirit, here's a list of my favorite Christmas storylines. By far my favorite is X-Factor issue 27, released in April 1988. It is titled Gifts, and it was written and drawn by Louise and Walt Simonson. Times were tough for the X-Factor crew. They just beat the immortal Apocalypse for the first time, but in the process of their victory destroyed much of New York City and discovered their dead cohort Angel had in fact been turned into Death, the new horseman of the Apocalypse. For days, the team had worked to save lives and put out fires left in the wake of the battle. Now, after a few hours' rest, they awake to find a city in shock on Christmas morning. This is a story about giving, and it's filled with moments of putting things in perspective. With much of Manhattan demolished, Iceman and the Beast visit Empire State Building and create a massive iced Christmas tree to replace the destroyed Rockefeller Center tree. The NYPD, meanwhile, visits the ship, which is the base at the time for the team, and bring a Christmas tree and trim it in gratitude to the team for all their help over the prior days. The children wards of the team are overwhelmed with gifts by grateful survivors, and they decide to share them, so they sneak out of the ship and donate them to all the orphanages across the city. This isn't just a nice sharing story, of course. Being an X-Men story, it's got its moments of drama. Specifically, this is the issue where Cyclops discovers that his wife has just sacrificed herself along with all of his former team members, the X-Men, in Dallas. He quickly realizes he's got no clue where his baby son is. On the other side of things, Jean Grey, recently returned from the dead, travels back to her mom and dad's place to share the good news that she's back, only to find them in mourning for her sister, a mutant rights activist who'd recently been killed for her views. This is a classic holiday tale and well worth the read. My next pick is Fantastic Four, issue 242. It's dated May 1982, and the story is Terrax the Untamed, both written and drawn by John Byrne. This story takes place in December, and that means it's holiday time. So, of course, the Fantastic Four set out for their holiday plans, at least until Terrax the Destroyer breaks up their holiday party and demands they kill their old foe Galactus or face death themselves. It's a Rock'em Sock'em holiday brawl and guest stars Iron Man, Daredevil, Spider-Man, and Thor. If you know John Byrne's work at all, you know the 1980s were an incredibly productive time for this creator, and in my opinion his Fantastic Four run is some of the best comic book reading you can do. My final choice is The Silmans' War on Santa Claus, written by Michael Fleischer and drawn by Jack Kirby. This book was first published in Best of DC Comics, issue 22. The Sandman story is what I'd call absolutely batshit crazy. Crazy enough it didn't get published until 5 years after it was originally produced. It follows Jed, a boy ward of the superhero The Sandman, trying to collect donations from a miserly millionaire, who agrees to donate $1 million to the fund if the boy can prove Santa Claus exists before midnight. Little does this man know that the boy is equated with the Master of Dreams, the Sandman. We quickly discover the Sandman and Santa are old pals. They used to hang out all the time, so that's no big deal. Sandman grabs the boy and takes him to the North Pole to catch up with his old pal. Things go sour quickly, however, as they discover the North Pole is uninhabited. The elves tell him Santa's been kidnapped by the malicious Silmen. What follows is a rescue story where Santa, the Sandman, and his boy Ward fight the Silmen to free themselves and save Christmas. It's everything you expect of the 70s. It's tacky, it's gaudy, and it's magnificently drawn by Jack Kirby. In the end, everything, of course, just sort of works out. The Silmen aren't all that bad, and they promise to behave. The Sandman, Santa makes a guest appearance for the miserly millionaire just in time to save the Christmas fund. Anyway, you can't write this shit anymore, but it's fun to read. So, I hope everybody has a happy holiday. And stop by and read a comic book. Bye.
Thanks, Eric. We'll definitely have to check those out. Let's get into some more fun holiday music with Freddie Freeman's Berry Merry Christmas.
The holidays are almost here. Peace to all men on earth. But this is a special Christmas wish for the ones with beards and extra girth. Let's chums around. When you hear a daddy woofing, it's a lovely festive sound. We'll have a furry party, make the Yuletide extra gay. Have a very merry Christmas, lots of love and a big buffet. And if Santa Claus comes down the chimney, I know how to treat him right. I'll say, hey there, Silver Daddy Bear, can you fill my stocking tonight? Have a very merry Christmas, make the Yuletide extra gay. Have a very merry Christmas, lots of love and a big buffet.
Have a very merry Christmas, all the furry men come with me. We'll have a cuddle party underneath the Christmas tree. Come all ye bears and chasers, daddy's otters, chubs and cubs. Have a very merry Christmas, filled with love and belly rubs.
And if Santa Claus comes down the chimney, I know how to treat him right. I'll say, hey there, Silver Daddy Bear, can you fill my stocking tonight? Have a merry, merry Christmas, make the Yuletide extra gay. Have a merry, merry Christmas, lots of love and a big buffet. Lots of love and a big buffet. Lots of love and a big buffet.
Hey guys, it's Gary. And for this episode of Cubs Out Loud, these are my two favorite holiday songs. The first of which is a classic that has a twist spun on it. It happens to be Jingle Bells, which, for those of you that are not aware, Jingle Bells is probably one of the most well-known or best well-known holiday songs, and actually was not released under the name Jingle Bells. In the autumn of 1857, the gentleman that had written it, James Lord Pierpont, had released it, published it under One Horse Open Sleigh, which comes directly from the lyrics. And when it was released, it was actually written to be sung for Thanksgiving. It's not technically a Christmas song when it was first released. However, it was later copyrighted under the same name of One Horse Open Sleigh, and a couple years later then reprinted under a revised title, which is Jingle Bells or The One Horse Open Sleigh. And then, of course, now it's in public domain and everybody knows it as Jingle Bells. This particular version that I have chosen, I have an affinity for because when I was growing up, we would decorate the house and we would play holiday albums, and anything that was holiday songs was played on vinyl on the record player. So we had things like the Ray Conniff Singers. I think we even might have had some Lawrence Welk albums. I remember at one point we had the Muppets Christmas Carol. Anything that had to do with Christmas or the holidays as an album, we ended up putting on the record player and playing while we decorated the house. One of those albums that I really had an affinity for is Barbra Streisand's A Christmas Album, which was released in 1967, before I was even born. But we had the vinyl version, and we played quite a lot of it. And as far as albums go, it's not very long. I think the whole album is maybe just over a half hour. All the songs are very quick. And this one is the first track on the first side, on the A side. And it was adapted by Jack Gold and Marty Pausch. It's actually technically titled Jingle Bells with a question mark. And that's because of some of the lyric adaptation they did in it. Barbra Streisand sings this song at a very fast clip. In fact, it makes me laugh because I've actually seen some drag queens perform it at gay bars for their holiday shows. And some of the times they do a really good job. They're able to lip sync the hell out of it and keep up with it. It's a bit of a tongue twister. Other times, not so much. But anyways, I hope that you enjoy it. If you give it a listen, It's one of my personal favorites, and I actually probably find it as one of the better, more entertaining, upbeat songs of the holiday season. So my second song for the holiday season that I've chosen is an old classic. In fact, I had to look up a little bit of information because this song, it's a duet, has been done many, many times. And I was surprised to learn that it actually was written back in 1944 by a gentleman by the name of Frank Lesser, who premiered it along with his wife, Lynn Garland, at a housewarming party. And later, actually, he ended up selling the song to MGM, and it was used as a song in 1948 for a 1949 release motion picture called Neptune's Daughter. And then the song technically was considered debuted with slightly different lyrics at an Oscar ceremony as performed by Mae West and Rock Hudson. So I think that would be pretty cool to see if there's any video of that or a recording of that from back then to listen to. This particular song, if you haven't guessed yet, is called Baby, It's Cold Outside. And this version that I have a fondness for is Barry Manilow and K.T. Oslin. And it was from an album that Barry released back in 1990 called Because It's Christmas. And I must have played the heck out of this song forever in a day. I was in high school at the time, and it became one of the new classics that we played in our household when we were decorating for the holidays. And I don't know if this is the first time I ever heard the duet, but I just instantly fell in love with it. This particular version takes its time for its pace. It's got a great, like, nearly, I think, 1 minute lead-in where Barry and KT are talking, like it's a conversation. I mean, it's bookended so well at the beginning and the end of the song, like it naturally manifested or naturally was created. And I think that's why I like this version. It's been done a million times over by all sorts of different folks for chart releases and at, you know, holiday parties and stuff as duets. In fact, most recently, I know that Lady Gaga did it as part of her holiday Muppet special, and she duetted with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And while they're good singers, I just really didn't care for their version. I felt it was too fast. And when I went back and listened to this version as my favorite, I think it's because, you know, Barry and KT just have this great chemistry with their banter. Even during the lyrics, there's a moment where they kind of go back and forth briefly before they go back into the lyrics. I mean, it's crazy, crazy good. So this happens to be my second favorite holiday song because, again, it's a memory of a time in my life that ties back to decorating and getting ready for the holidays coming. And in this particular one, it takes me instantly to the time and place in the song of a couple sitting fireside, you know, having just enjoyed cocktails, maybe a nice dinner, and the whole lyrics about how the weather changes outside and it's not so good. And even in this version, I love that Barry and KT are talking about, they kind of ad-libbed and put in about, like, cabs might not be running and buses might not be running. And so she ends up changing her mind by the end of the song. I know that for some people, the song is considered, I guess, slightly controversial. They think it's theoretically about rape. I've never felt that way about it. I thought it was a great way to show two people contemplating about what they want to do. Do they want to take this moment that they're enjoying and continue it or not? And in this particular version, I don't think there's any coercion. I think there's some polite prodding, and I think the end decision is that they will stay together. That said, I want to wish all of our listeners a very happy holiday season for 2013. I hope you've enjoyed this year and it's been good for you. It's been memorable for me, and I want to thank the rest of the cast for allowing me to join in this year to Cubs Out Loud. And I hope that you enjoy your New Year's and come back and join us in 2014 for another great year of episodes. Thanks, everybody.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with Jeff Rock Cub and the Ridge Runner Band. Love that version. For me, Christmas music has always been around. My mom would be playing more traditional music, and my sister would play some of the newer songs. I've always been a fan of what is being played and new artists' takes on classics. Some of my favorites are Barry Manilow's version of Jingle Bells with Exposé and Baby It's Cold Outside with K.T. Osslyn from his Because It's Christmas album. My mom is a huge fan of him and Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond's The Christmas Album has great rocking versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Jingle Bell Rock, as well as a beautiful renditions of Silent Night and The Little Drummer Boy. I still love some of the contemporaries, such as Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Christmas music is always a way to get me into the mood, and I have an entire playlist in my iTunes with holiday music from John Denver and the Muppets to Rebecca St. James to Bing Crosby to Nakia. Speaking of which, here's Nakia with Remember This Christmas.
Remember this Christmas. Christmas is coming in just 2 weeks. The trees are lit and the music is playing. Children searching the sky for snowflakes, making their list and softly praying. But some of us will be lonely this year, spending Christmas alone. Some of us lost a loved one this year, but their memory lives on this Christmas. A season of joy. Remember this Christmas. It's more than trees and toys. Everyone has a special memory of Christmases gone by. Writing letters to Santa and dreaming of sugar plums through the night. That special gift that you got 1 year, or maybe one that you gave to someone that you would love so dear, it's cost you outweighed by the joy you share that Christmas, a season of hope. Remember this Christmas, it's more than ribbons and bows.
Stereo sings with your sweetest sound. It's Christmas, I need you. Can you stick around? Lights on the tree, coffee's been poured, kids gather round. They know what's in store. We share what we can and look to the new. The lessons we've learned, the things we've been through, the ones that we're missing, the ones that we found. And Christmas, we need you. You stick around. We look to you, 'cause you help us understand. We all just need to feel at home. By reaching out and try to live in peace, we might just finally reap what we have sown. Story's so old, still it burns bright. Star in the east, the still of the night. In a part of the world where we all came to be, the cradle of life, though some don't agree. Where Jewish and Muslim and Christians surround, and Christmas they need you, and you stick around. Some put you down 'cause they only see the green. Some have a hero of their own. Some shrug you off and they say they don't believe. Makes more sense to think we're all alone. He said we should love.
We should love.
Said not to hate.
Not to hate.
What more do you need? When not
celebrate,
I don't even care if God is involved or if he exists or if we evolve. Each one of us stuck here on the same piece of ground. And Christmas, we need you. You stick around. This Christmas I need you. Can you stick around?
Hey everyone, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This is Damon, Theater Cub from Cubs Out Loud. Just wanted to share a quick thing for you guys. One of my favorite Christmas songs. Believe it or not, I was raised in church, so usually the songs that come to mind are the more hymns. One of my favorites is O Holy Night. I've almost loved just about every arrangement that I've heard of it. Except Jessica Simpson, but that is because the video is so terrible. but O Holy Night is one of those songs that has always meant a lot to me. Just the beauty of someone singing it, the power behind the words and the lyrics, and it's one of my personal favorites to sing sometimes, although I don't really get an opportunity to really sing it that much. But it's one of my favorites. In, if you want non-traditional, I'm a big fan of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and We Need a Little Christmas, which is also from Auntie Mame. So, yeah, so I have a few songs. Christmas is one of the few times of the year that I tend to enjoy a lot of the music. Granted, it doesn't always happen. I hate when Christmas music, I can start hearing Christmas music in October, even in November, but if I can hear Christmas music starting in after Thanksgiving or a little around Thanksgiving and then up until right after Christmas, I'm good. You know, there are radio stations that play music all the freaking time and those are just the ones I can't stand, so I can listen to it a little bit, and being a singer, and singing in choruses and whatnot, I tend to listen to it and hear it often. But Christmas music in its entirety can sometimes be a really good time in doses. So once again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I hope you guys enjoy these selections that we're presenting to you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Damon. Before him, you heard a new song from Michael West entitled Christmas I Need You. It's time to start the cool down with the set of songs by Drake Jensen and Jeffrey Altergott. Drake starts us off with Live Every Day Like It Was Christmas Day.
Silver bells ringing, the moon shining bright, choir is singing, oh holy night. A cold wind is blowing, there's frost in the air, the fire is glowing, there's hope everywhere, away in a manger, brings back memories, and hate was a stranger, all we wanted was peace. Now we try to remember what the angels did say, but only December, and just for a day. Peace on earth, goodwill to man, that's what the shepherds heard. When the angels from above came down to give the word. On this day a child was born to help show us the way. We should try and live every day like it was Christmas Day. Everybody is equal in the good Lord's eyes. Try not to condemn, judge or criticize. Sounds like nothing to him. I can hear you all say, but how many do it, except for Christmas Day? Peace on earth, goodwill to men, that's what the shepherds heard. When the angels from above came down to give the word. On this day a child was born to help show us the way. We should try and live every day like it was Christmas Day. Peace on earth, goodwill to man, that's what the shepherds heard. When the angels from above came down to give the word. On this day a child was born to help show us the way. We should try and live every day like it was Christmas Day. We should try and love every day like it was Christmas Day.
There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Believe in your dreams, come what may. There's always tomorrow with so much to do and so little time in a day. We all pretend the rainbow
has an end, and you'll be there, my friend, someday. There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Tomorrow is not far away.
Favorite Christmas song is The Carpenters' Merry Christmas, Darling. Growing up in my house, The Carpenters were pretty much one of the few groups that everybody in the family could agree on. My mom was big band and swing, my aunt was 60s and 70s pop rock, uncle, you know, country, sister, 80s glam. My brother and I listened to anything that was on the radio because we didn't have control over it. But the Carpenters were the one group in my family that everybody agreed on. And Merry Christmas, Darling is by far one of the best Christmas songs that the Carpenters ever did. Karen's voice is rich, inviting, yet haunting at the same time. She just knew how to turn a phrase in a song and knew how to make it her own, even if it wasn't written for her originally. But Merry Christmas, Darling is not just that. It's also bittersweet, and you can really hear her desire to be with the person that she loves. It's just, it's one of the best songs for Christmas, and it actually isn't Christmas until I hear that song. So enjoy.
Thanks, Robert. Before him was Jeffrey Altergott and his cover song of There's Always Tomorrow. Well, we're nearing the end of this special episode of COL here on WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio FM. Remember, you can check out all the episodes of Cubs Out Loud and links to the artists played on our website at cubsoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog or Facebook, bearunderground.net, Google+, and Tumblr. We're wrapping this special holiday episode with another song from Michael West. Have a holly jolly Christmas, everyone.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss the ones for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss the ones for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Christmas. And in case you didn't, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly